A lovely day. It is Friday Eve. Oh, the skies could open any moment now with torrential downpours. That's what we're looking at right now, right? Possibility of some major thunderstorms. Certainly throughout the next couple of hours that you and I are spending together, and the evening and the overnight and into tomorrow. So just a heads up, be aware of it. Did you know today was National Radio Day? Yeah, neither. I mean, I have worked in the goofy radio business now for 34 years. And even I was blissfully unaware that today was National Radio Day. And then I found out about it and I thought, well, what am I supposed to do for National Radio Day? Do I turn on the radio? Well, I could do that. I suppose I could sit down and talk on the radio. Oh, I'm doing that right now. What else could you do for National Radio Day? No, really, I'm stumped. I don't know. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Between 3 and 6, there is this here little radio show that I do. And you're kind enough to listen, which I really do appreciate. American Express appreciates it as well. So what do you do for National Radio Day? Well, you start thinking about radio, or at least I did. Now, when I was a little kid listening to radio, radio was something. I mean, radio was amazing. I'd love to tell you that radio is as great today as it was then, but then I'd be lying to you, and you know I don't do that, so I won't do that. But as a kid, growing up in Philadelphia, and every community had a similar situation, but growing up in Philadelphia, we had some amazingly talented radio people. And many of them were actually found over on the music side of things. But the only reason they were interesting and entertaining even then in the music side of things, because they were really doing talk radio. We just didn't have a name for it. And some of those folks who were really talented got in trouble for talking too much. And I'll just tell you flat out that in the last 25, 30 years, I guess, music radio, it's gone. No, it really has. It's gone because the whole mindset shifted. Instead of having people programming music radio stations saying, listen, the community really cares about you. They want to know about you. The mindset, the mantra became shut up and play the music. So that's what happened. People just shut up and played the music. And people say, well, hey, you know, this is great. I can listen to all the music I like, and I don't have to hear from some annoying person telling me about what it is that they think is important, even though I kind of think that what they think is important, and I kind of think that what they think is important to me as well as to them, but look, they're just shutting up and playing the music, so hey, that's cool. And so what happened? Well, many of those people just lost their jobs. They went into whatever it is they went into, but they got out of radio. And many of them transitioned. No, I don't mean they're going to be like the starting point guard for the WNBA All-Star team. Not transition like that. No. No, they transitioned from music to talk. And in talk, they were told, hey, shut up and talk. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Don't play music, just talk. And for a lot of these guys, that was exactly what they wanted to hear. One of those people was Rush Limbaugh. Right? Rush Limbaugh was playing stupid music. And he realized what a vacuous, useless sort of thing it was. And he said, I got this talent. It's on loan from God, you know. And I ought to be able to tell people what I think, and I can do it in an entertaining way. And because I've been constrained by music radio for so many years, I know how to make a point in 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, tops. Well, heck yeah. I'm going to do this thing. There wasn't even a name for it. It wasn't known as talk radio. And prior to Rush coming into this arena, there was, quote, talk radio. We didn't know what it was called, but that's what it was. But it was really bad talk radio. I mean, really bad talk radio. Useless, almost as useless as the music. But it didn't even have the music. That's how bad that talk radio was. And then Rush came along and said, you know, I think people are far smarter than we give them credit for. And I think I can talk about important things. I think we can make a go of this. And the guy who had the real belief in Rush was a guy by the name of Ed McLaughlin. And Rush came along, and Ed McLaughlin said, yeah, there's something in this kid. And they worked together. And long story short, you and I now know what talk radio is. And many of us would say what talk radio is supposed to be. We know how important it is. You want to tell me about some of your favorite talk radio people? Because to me, that is the most appropriate thing for us to discuss when it comes to National Radio Day. I can't tell you about the technology, because there's a million people who are telling you the technology is antiquated. I don't believe that, by the way. I really don't. I don't think that's true. I think it's evolving. I think it's changing. Just like every piece of technology has evolved and changed. There are different ways that people consume media. Just like we don't actually chisel into big pieces of slate, we transition to printing presses, and then we transition to the wireless, and then it was this, and then it was that, now we deliver it this way. But people are still being provided with content. That's the other thing. We've all changed our monikers. We produce content. We're content providers. We're influencers. I got news for you, gang. That's what talk radio has always been. We've always provided content, and we are the OG of influencers. So nothing new under the sun. That, by the way, that phrase right there, Jerm, you may want to write that one down. Write it. No, seriously, write it down. Nothing new under the sun. That is in a book. I read it in a book. Some famous book. And I think it was a bestseller, as I recall. But yeah, some famous book said... nothing new under the sun. But who, for you, the best talk radio people? For you, who was or is the best talk radio person? That's what I'm curious to know. Now, I know in my own personal mind who it is that I've always enjoyed listening to. Now, I also have a list of people I wouldn't listen to. If the choice were listen to them or put needles in your eyes, I would gladly reach for the needles. So, I mean, I got a list on both sides, but I'm only going to share the positive list because, you know, I'm like a ray of sunshine in your otherwise dull and dreary life. Who is your, you can say favorite if you want. I don't know if favorite is exactly the word I want to use, but something analogous to that, I suppose. If you have the opportunity, or you had the opportunity, because, again, in the case of Rush, obviously, no new content, kids. Rush has been gone for 5 years. And we've had a whole slew of people step up and go, oh, I can take his place. I can take his place. I can take his place. And you know what each of them proved? You can't really take his place. You just can't. And none of them have come even close to it. And many of them are dear friends, and I love them almost as much as life itself, but they have not taken Rush's place. Nobody's going to replace Rush. Nobody ever will replace Rush. Absolutely irreplaceable. But hit me up with some folks. I go back to a day when I listened to somebody named Joey Reynolds. Anybody know Joey Reynolds? Joey Reynolds likes to joke that he did a national show, but he did it one city at a time because he traveled all over the country. And he was invariably getting fired from one station and then fired by another station and then fired by another station. Generally speaking, because he was talking instead of playing some insipid music that he was supposed to play. Joey was an incredibly talented guy. Joey apologized to me many years ago for it, getting me into radio. I'll tell you that story in a moment. But who else? I listened to him. I listened to Dr. Don Rose, an amazing talent. Again, though, he was on the music side of things. And he would talk, and he would get in trouble for talking. Because he wasn't playing some stupid piece of music. Who else? What about for you? Anybody? Is it more traditional for you? Would you say, well, Jeff, Glenn Beck, obviously. Well, I'm right there with you. absolutely right there with you. One of the best broadcasters in the history of radio. Right up there with Rush Limbaugh. Who else? You put Hannity on your list? You might. Sean Hannity was an interesting guy. A very, very interesting creation, if you will. But there were some really good radio folks that came through Richmond, right? Give me some of your favorites. And I know they don't just have to be from Richmond, because we have so many people like me who, even though I've been here for 14 years, I did come from elsewhere. Who else you got on your list? Hit me up now on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is National Radio Day. No, you don't win any prizes for National Radio Day. I suppose I could reach deep into my pocket and pull out a piece of lint, but that would be about it. I got my little inhaler. No, you don't want that. Okay. Well, then in that case, yes, there's nothing in my pocket that you could win for National Radio Day. But do me a favor and hit me up. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll talk about National Radio Day. We'll talk about who it was that you enjoyed. Who do you enjoy now? I mean, maybe there is somebody you enjoy now. I sure hope so. At least in the afternoons. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 320, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Lots of folks jumping on the Paul Harvey train. Yeah, I'm totally with you. I am absolutely, positively with you. Yeah. Yep. I have always been a Paul Harvey fan. Now you know the rest of the story. Good day. Not a, quote, talk show host per se. That's what a number of people say. But you know what? Here's another goofy, silly, stupid, inane, or totally up-to-date, responsible, you pick the adjective you'd like, portion of talk radio. We don't even call talk radio now. Everybody calls it spoken word. Why? I don't really know. But that's, you know, every couple of years we change everything, I guess. But that, so that means it covers Paul Harvey. He was speaking words. Yeah, I would absolutely put Paul Harvey into the world of talk radio. The Joy Boys from D.C. Huh. I don't know the Joy Boys. Interesting. Ed Walker and Willard Scott. That Willard Scott? The Willard Scott who was the weatherman? Well, maybe. How about Jesse Waters? Does Jesse Waters do a talk radio show? I don't think so. 540 Jeff, as a young teen, I found Tom Likas on late night radio. Absolute filth, but I was hooked. Of course, Art Bell, Coast to Coast, will always be a staple. Yeah. Well, I worked with Likas, and, well, I'll just leave it at that. Jeff, I got so many Likas stories, and none of them are suitable for airing on this or any other radio station. But yes, they will all be in the book. I promise you that. Oh, man, I got chapters like you like you would not believe. Jeff, I live in Roanoke, and this may be controversial, but I discovered you via Dana Lash. I don't know how that happened, but okay. Interesting. Interesting. Jeff, I love listening to Clay and Buck from noon to 3. 804, Jeff, I miss John Reed, but he's certainly not going to get back into talk radio. No, he's not getting back into talk radio, I don't think. 804, Jeff, where is John Reed now? Is he still living here in Virginia? What is he doing as far as work? John has his podcast that he does, and he does that like from noon to 2 each and every day in that general area. I mean, he's been on here. He's very active in the political world. That is really what it is that he is all about. And I think he's doing a good job with that. Paul Harvey again, G. Gordon Liddy. Yeah, all right. Jeff, I enjoy your show. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. 804, I always loved the Lee brothers. Oh, you know, when I got here, they did like an hour or two, those guys, on Saturday mornings, and then they got bounced. Our program director said no, no mas, and got rid of them. And one of them passed away, I think. 207. Ooh, somebody checking in must have lived in Maine at some point. Howie Carr in Boston. Absolutely. Howie is part of the gold standard. That's true. Ken Hamblin, sure. Rush is still number one, but also I've always enjoyed Mary Walter. Yeah, Mary's another one who did it for a while and then not doing it. So every once in a while she'll pop up pinch hitting for somebody. Let's see. Jeff out in Goochland says, hey, Jeff, my grandpa had me listening to Paul Harvey way back in the 1970s. Good. 804, Jeff, in the 1990s, late night talk radio and WRVA. Nice. John from New Kent says, my favorite talk show hosts, Rush, Glenn Beck, Jeff Katz, John Reed. Well, thank you. Jeff, 804, says, since Rush's death, we're actually headed back to bad talk radio. Maybe. John says, Jeff, you're the only one left on WRVA worth listening to. Well, that's very kind. I don't think that's true, but that's very kind. We'll talk more about it, and yeah, I will probably share one or two or maybe three of the obscure talk radio stories as we are, I suppose, celebrating or just enduring National Radio Day. We have got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joining us at 3:35. I guarantee you he is going to weigh in on the idea of National Radio Day. That'll be a good deal of fun. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.